trivia. This better be good or you are fired.
Right, Maria, what's the telly looking like for the weekend?
Can I say for the most part, pants.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll probably spend it on Netflix or like a large part of it on Netflix.
That's fair enough.
Ryder Cup.
Oh, for God's sake.
Pants. Although, I do like a little flutter on the L Golf.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God, I did. It's a tough
I did
one.
This.
I don't think you can ever predict who's going to win. It's always
that's why the odds are so good.
Definitely going to be Rory. And then it's Chirp Gooden. Like,
but always go for those guys. That's what I do. I go
for Chirp.
I had Patrick Reed in the US Open last year.
Yeah.
So. Good on you, Maria. See, that's getting into it. Incidentally, quick update. Europe are up in one match. America is up in two. There you go.
Thanks. Dermot's working really hard today.
He is,
today.
Yes. No, he's definitely been paying attention since 10. No question.
I'm going to give him pupil of the day.
I did think it was 10 o'clock a minute ago.
Yeah, he did.
He did. So, The Late Late Show. It's like putting Google into Google.
Oh my God.
Pat Kenny is on The Late Late Show.
Wow. It's inception.
Like, I don't think I'm going to be able. Paul and Gary O'Donovan met Aaron's Joanna Donnelly.
Okay.
And Nathan Carter.
So okay.
Joanna Donnelly is just on to talk about climate change.
What? She's definitely filling in for someone who cancelled. Like, no offence.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, primetime chat show.
Irish people, weather.
Someone to talk about the weather. We're so Irish.
But Graham Norton's back.
Oh, okay. Now, who's he got by comparison?
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. About their new movie, A Star Is Born.
Right.
Jodie Whittaker. About her being Doctor Who.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling.
Wow.
Who's playing Neil Armstrong.
Yeah.
And Rod Stewart.
Yes. Jeez,
so you're going to have Bradley different. Cooper and Ryan Gosling sitting on the couch beside each other.
The women won't be able.
They just will not be able to.
No. Oh, Pat Kenny and Ryan Tuberty, lads. Come on.
I see the similarities. The X Factor is still on its audition phase. It feels like it's been going on forever. And then today they tweeted, are you waiting for your time to shine? If you're a group or a solo singer age 16 or over, the X Factor wants to hear from you. And so they've opened the applications for 2019 X Factor.
I suppose if you do it while 2018 is on, then people probably go, oh my God, yeah, I'd love to be on the telly this time next year. Yeah.
It's
weird that it's on while they're doing it. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I love Keith Lemon.
You do.
I love Keith Lemon. So he has a TV show called Coming in America and they're showing it on Virgin Media 2.
Okay.
I, by accident, watched it last Sunday night and it was a lovely weekend finisher for me.
Okay.
So it's on Virgin Media 2 at 9:10 on Sunday night.
What's he doing? Like going around talking to people?
Yeah, he's going around telling America what big a deal he is.
Right.
And like trying to throw like really big star-studded parties. But he's competing with, who is it? Oh, James Corden. Everybody that he invites to his parties and everything. Oh, so I'm at James Corden's party that night. And he's like, I didn't even get invited. And people are going, who the hell are you? So it's actually quite funny. And on the one that I watched last week, they had a focus group. With like Americans sitting around, and they showed them footage from Celebrity Juice.
Yeah. Mm.
And then I was cracking up on the sofa, and the Americans were not laughing. They were disgusted.
Right.
Disgusted. And they were going, I mean, it's not even funny. Like, who finds this entertaining? Like, they ripped into him, and he was sitting behind the mirror watching them all laying into his TV show. It's brilliant. So 9:10 on Sunday, Virgin Media 2. And then my movie of the week is Lucy. I wanted to see this for so long, and then I watched it. It was good. It probably wasn't as good as I built it up in my mind.
Scarlett Johansson, like, downloads the internet into her head or something.
She unlocks all of her brain.
Right.
As soon as the way they say you can only use 10% of your brain.
Yeah.
Well, she unlocks more and more of her brain as the movie goes on, so her abilities get...
Dermot is currently using 1% of his brain for radio, 9% of his brain for the Ryder Cup.
Well, can I just say, as the antidote for Bradley Cooper and Ryan Gosling...
Yeah.
Sitting on the couch, you have Scarlett Johansson pretty much body-hugging Lycra for the entire thing, and... It's kind of a bodysuit that makes her sort of look naked. So
Yeah.
There's another side to it.
There is another side to it, and I would enjoy that too, to be honest. So that's a Saturday. That's on Saturday at 9 o'clock on Channel 4.
Saturday, 9 o'clock, Channel 4. Yep. Brilliant. Maria, as always, thank you very much. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.